If you're only looking for paid speaking gigs, you are missing out on the opportunity to earn more and drive more traffic to your business. Join me and expert speaker Majid Mogaraban for a truly enlightening conversation that will have you rethinking your speaking strategy. In this episode, you'll learn why you can achieve greater results by speaking for free, how to use the stage as leverage to drive business, why it's a disservice to not sell, the difference between selling and giving from stage, why waiting until the end of your speech to pitch could end up with you getting laughed at, the science behind the power of storytelling, and why creating relatability is key when speaking on stage. Yes, my friends, this is a jam-packed episode, and make sure you stick around until the end where Majid offers his top three tips to help you get booked to speak. Now, who is Majid? Well, let me tell you. World traveling dad and professional speaker Majid Mogaraban, founder of the Expert Speaker Institute, will help you go from the best kept secret to the go-to person in your field. You have a story that needs to be heard so that people will discover you and hire you. Majid will help you tell that story and get your message in front of your ideal clients. Majid is the number one highest rated instructor in the world at Learning Tree International out of 721 other instructors. He is a two-time international best-selling author and TEDx speaker. Majid has spoken at the United Nations twice and has worked privately with celebrities, politicians, and Olympic gold medal winner CEOs and top entrepreneurs. His mission is to help you tell your story on stage to create a greater impact because your story has the power to change the world. Now, if you dig this podcast, today's thought leader, please stay in the loop and be part of my email community. Sign up today at rubyfremond.com/subscribe. And whether you're new to this podcast, welcome, or you're a loyal thought leader, please make sure you take a moment to download a few episodes and drop a rating and review on iTunes. We are finally in year 3 of the podcast, and I would love to get more eyes on what we're doing here because we have some exciting guests for year 3. So drop the rating and review, spread the word, share it with a friend. And finally, it is time to learn how to become an expert speaker with Majid Mogaraban. Welcome to today's Thought Leader, where I'm challenging you to rise up, speak up, and create a movement. I'm your host, Ruby Fremond, and I'm here as a catalyst for you, the new generation of thought leaders. I'm a kick-ass life coach, a bullshit detector, and courageous communicator. I'll show you how to gain visibility, build a cult following, and create impact while increasing your income. Join me every week as I dive into raw and real conversations that will help you amplify your presence, influence, and impact. It's time to unapologetically do what you're here to do and do it your way. So get ready, thought leaders, and let's make shit happen. Hey, thought leaders. I am back with a super awesome guest who goes by the name of Majid Mogaraban. And Majid and I first connected back in 2016 when we were both part of something called the Archangel Community. And I know I've talked about this before. And back then I was super new and green in the coaching industry. It was my first time being around such incredible entrepreneurs. And I remember offering, because we could offer things to each other and offered coaching sessions to our fellow archangels. And Majid had signed up for one. And that's how we first connected. And now we've just been in each other's circles for a while. I'm super excited to bring him on today because his area of expertise is one that I know a lot of you will benefit from. So Majid, without further ado, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much, Ruby. It's a pleasure to be here. I like to introduce myself as Majid Like Magic. It's a little bit more, it's memorable, it's unforgettable, and in the speaking business, you got to build yourself a brand. Mine is Majid Like Magic. And fun fact, we're going to start off right with a strategic tip. When you say it with a beat, it makes it easy to repeat.
Oh.
So I don't just say Majid Like Magic. I say Majid Like Magic.
Magic.
And yeah, it's unforgettable.
Wow.
Speaking of unforgettable, our first conversation changed my life. And I asked if I could share this with your audience.
And I haven't heard this yet.
Yeah.
So I have no idea what he's about to say.
Right. I said, oh, that conversation changed my life. We need to record this for your audience. So you offered a coaching session in this Archangel group. And I thought, wow, Ruby Fremont, the badass coach, offering a session. I got to talk to her. And I basically told you what's going on. And you asked me some deep, meaningful questions. And I was in what I consider one of the toughest situations where you're in a good situation, but you know it's not great.
Yep.
And you got to leave the good situation in order to make room for the great.
Yes.
And you totally helped me see that. And what it was a well-paying government contract, sort of doing the thing that I wanted to do, which was public speaking to young people about entrepreneurship. But I could see the ceiling right in front of me, you know? And I could also see what would happen if I stayed there for a couple of years. Like I might probably lose a lot of this vision and just kind of get a little bit used to like this government service provider kind of thing. And in that conversation, I knew I had to quit, and it wasn't easy to quit because it was pretty dang good. It's pretty cushy. Money was good. And I think it was next week I tendered my resignation and jumped into the void. And I am so glad that I have done that. And
it was a
very, very powerful decision you helped me with in that conversation.
Wow. And here I was back, like if I go back in time, I remember at that time being super intimidated by the people who were signing up for these free coaching sessions that I was gifting. Who am I too? So it's so amazing to hear that. Thank you for sharing. And I'm so glad you took that leap, because now you are not just someone who helps people build their speaking businesses, but you are the expert speaker.
Founder extraordinaire of the Expert Speaker Institute. Exactly.
Love it. So let's talk about speaking as a career, because a lot of people in our industry, they daydream about speaking. They daydream about being on stages. They crave the fame.
Yeah.
They crave the notoriety. They crave the clout. And through my experience in this industry, there's a lot of, one, shitty speakers. Two, a lot of people who don't understand all the work that goes behind the stage.
Yeah.
And in your book, Expert Speaker, you talk a lot about that, about what goes on behind the stage. It's not just you on stage speaking. It's everything that leads up to that moment. And I think it's really powerful for people, for our listeners, to really understand what's involved in that process, especially if speaking is something you want to dive into or something that you want to do more of.
Well, allow me to take you on the journey of my evolving paradigms on speaking and my perspective. My first introduction to what it is as a possibility, as a career. Because, you know, I went through standard public school. Basically, it's like you can be whatever you want as long as it's a doctor, a lawyer, or engineer.
Yes.
You know, it's like, you know,
I think we have the same parents.
Yeah, exactly. That's the immigrant. You could be a doctor, or you could be a lawyer, or an engineer.
Right.
And, you know, you go to the guidance counselor's office, and they basically pull out a menu. And it's like, pick one. And motivational speaker is not on the list.
Nope.
Right. So one day, my family, you know, is not like all into the personal development and the Tony Robbins, like they're not really all into that. One day my mother discovered some motivational event called Landmark Forum. And she goes out to this thing called Landmark Forum. And 2 days later she comes back and she's like, guys, this is the best thing ever. You have to come out to the preview night. And the preview night is when everybody who attends at the Landmark Forum brings all their friends and family to come out to learn about what's the opportunity here at the Landmark
Forum. Right.
So I'm sitting in the front row with my mom, and my mom is like a changed woman. She like before this was like down and out, sad and depressed, and she is lit up, like new lease on life, on fire.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting in the front row, And I'm watching this guy, very charismatic, suit and tie, jumping around on stage, making people laugh, making people cry. Everyone's high-fiving and hugging each other. Mm-hmm. And I'm just looking around and I'm going, this guy is like rocking the house. He is like changing people's lives with his voice. Mm-hmm. And then my mother leans over, she taps on my shoulder and she says, Majid, one day you could do that. And I thought, really, could I? Well, maybe I could. And in high school, I was in theater, actor. Mm-hmm. I was on the speech team, a bit of an entrepreneur. So I figured, well, how does one make it in this business? Mm-hmm. And my only source of reference were the super megastars like Tony Robbins speaking to a stadium full of people. Right. So I was like, well, I want to do that, right? Mm-hmm. Now, what worked for Tony Robbins does not work today. You know, he owns the Guinness Book of World Records record for longest running infomercial.
Is this true?
Longest running infomercial.
Wow.
Tony Robbins. And that thing was on 24/7 for years, selling his books and his tapes and his seminars, et cetera. And it is a machine, and God bless him because he's paved the way for all the other motivational speakers and professional speakers. Mm-hmm. So I thought, that's what I want to become. I want to become Majid Tony Robbins version, right?
Right.
And so I joined a professional speaker association. There's one in US, there's one in Canada, there's a bunch of them around the world. Mm-hmm. And it's all these people, it's like the guild of professional speakers. What's the definition of a professional speaker? Well, according to these associations, it's getting paid to speak. Mm-hmm. Up to, you know, if you have to make a certain amount of money and being paid to speak in order to qualify to be a member. So I thought, this is my goal. And I found all these people who were getting paid thousands of dollars per speech. Mm-hmm. And I thought, this is what I need to do. And I want to make $100,000. So here's what I'll do. I'll charge $1,000 a speech. I'll get 100 speeches and I'll make $100,000. The year that I had that plan, I probably made like $700
right.
from public speaking.
Okay.
And that's from like 10 different speeches. You know, like I'm not like making no money. The first time I got paid to speak, I was speaking at a retirement home and I got a $25 gift card to Starbucks. Mm. And I was like, does this technically count as a paid speaking engagement? Does this make me a professional speaker? So what I found was that going in thinking about the business model, I was thinking, get paid to speak, do that a bunch of times, mm-hmm. adds up to a decent living.
Yeah.
And so that means you have to sell yourself as a speaker.
Definitely.
What does selling yourself as a speaker look like? Well, when they pay your speaking fee, they don't like watch the whole speech and they say, that was good, we'll hire them. They actually look at your branding. They look at your title, your description. They might have a conversation with you on the phone. And then once they feel like you understand what they're looking for and that you can provide the content that they're looking for, they give you the fee. Mm-hmm. And it could be in the hundreds of dollars, could be in the thousands of dollars. The thing is that the industry has really changed a lot in the last 30 years. And that's because information has changed a lot in the last 30 years.
Right. Digital technology.
Exactly. 30 years ago, if people wanted the best information, they would have to go to the conference to get it from the expert. Mm-hmm. And the expert, the foremost expert in the world, would be flown in and paid big bucks to deliver the best, latest, and greatest information. People would go home from the conference with the new information and take action. Mm-hmm. And so that means event planners set aside budget to pay experts to speak at their conference. And people would go to those conferences to see those experts and learn from them. Today, we have a completely different situation. There is not a lack of information. There is an overload of information.
Yes.
There's a lack of implementation.
Definitely.
So we've left the age of information. We're now in the age of implementation. Mm-hmm. And conferences have a whole new problem. Mm-hmm. They don't have a lack of information problem or a lack of expertise problem. They have a lack of attention problem.
Right.
So how do we get people to show up to my conference? The answer is, oh, we'll get a celebrity with 1 million followers and we'll put them as our headliner and people will show up to get their picture taken with the celebrity. Mm-hmm. So now speaking fees have shifted over to celebrities. But there's a new opportunity because of the deep need for implementation. The new opportunity is if you're a speaker that can educate and inspire and then also help people follow through with the implementation, such as if you're a coach, a consultant, a service provider, then that speaking opportunity can be the best and fastest way to grow your business because it builds authority. It builds like no trust. It gives value first. And by the time they're done watching your speak, they're like, this is brilliant. I should just hire that speaker.
Yeah.
And a lot of speakers are making a majority of their money, if not all of their money, not from keynote fees, but from the services that they sell as a result of their speech.
Definitely. And it's so interesting, right? Because I think we still have people who are going from that old business model, which obviously is not, whoa, I just dropped my pen. And it's a really nice pen that says expert speaker on it.
Speaker pen.
Yeah, a lot of people are still on that old business model. While you're so right, like we are in an era of implementation. People want to understand how to take these tools that they are learning from books, podcasts, the internet, YouTube videos, whatever it is, but actually implement them in their lives. And so when you can, you know, as someone who's produced events herself, I know that when I can get the audience to actually implement something on site, that in itself becomes the, you know, my number one business card, my number one client attractor, because they now have experienced what it's like to work with me.
Exactly.
And so with this shift in the speaking industry, I know in your book, you touch on this a lot about like paid gigs versus unpaid gigs. And there's a lot of people who are probably listening who are, they've got their mind stuck on, but I want to get paid to speak.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, getting paid to speak is a very low risk way to engage in the speaking business. And what I mean by low risk is, you know, someone says, I'll pay your flight, I'll pay your hotel, I'll give you $3,000. You come up and be brilliant on stage for an hour. You say, sure, sounds good to me. Mm-hmm. I don't have to spend any money. I'm coming home with $3,000 and I get to be brilliant on stage.
Right.
Now, getting that spot on stage can be challenging because it's a highly coveted, highly competitive. There's a lot of people get in line who would love to say yes to that. Mm-hmm. Now, how many people would like to say yes to, hey, would you like to come speak at my conference for free? You got to pay your hotel. You got to pay your flight. Well, how many people are lining up for that? Well, for me, if I know the right audience, I'll take that in a heartbeat. Mm-hmm. I spoke at two events this year for free where I made over $100,000.
Tell us more.
They were both rooms full of doctors, mm-hmm. both had about 200 doctors. And what I do is I have specialized in really in helping doctors. What I found was from my experience as a public speaker from the performance side, mm-hmm. teaching people how to actually be a better speaker.
Right.
And from the sales and marketing side, teaching people actually how to land speaking engagements, because that's how I built my business, 450 paid speaking engagements. I combine that together and then I apply it to specifically for doctors, because I have a personal story I'll share with you about why I'm dedicated to helping doctors. But I know that when doctors speak to the right audience, they get to attract those ideal clients to their business and solve their biggest problem, which is a lack of steady new clients. Mm. So these particular doctors that I work with are entrepreneurs, run their own clinic, like
right.
naturopathic doctors, functional medicine doctors, chiropractors I've worked with, wellness health coaches, nutritionists. Mm-hmm. They all have the same challenges. They need to get their name out there. Mm-hmm. They need to build like, know, and trust in the community and attract the people to raise their hand and say, I want to work with you. Mm. Right? So what I did at those two events is I gave a presentation that basically just taught people how to do a speech that attracts clients. I have a formula. I wrote a book about it. It's called Expert Speaker, 5 Steps to Grow Your Business with Public Speaking.
For those of you watching the video, this is what it looks like. It's a sexy little black book.
You can get it for free at expertspeakerbook.com. I give it away because in that book lies the secret to give the presentation that attracts the ideal client. Mm-hmm. And so the way I made $100,000 is I said, listen, now you have all the answers. I'm giving you the book. I just gave you the formula, gave you a whole bunch of examples. if you know you would do better with some coaching and some help, and you want to actually work with me on your speech and your strategy, book a call with me and let's see if there's a fit. Mm-hmm. And in each of those instances, out of 200 people in the audience, I booked 50 follow-up conversations.
Wow.
In those 50 follow-up conversations, $100,000 was generated.
Wow.
So the highest paid speaker in the world is actually the person who gets on stage and offers a $2,000 program and gets 1,000 people to buy it. In fact, I think it was Russell Brunson, the founder of ClickFunnels, who's claiming this title of highest paid speaker in the world, because I think he generated $1.5 million in sales in a 60-minute speech.
Wow.
Now, he could have been paid a speaking fee of $50,000, which would put him up with Bill Clinton and Michelle Obama and top brass in terms of paid speakers, $50,000 or $100,000, but I think he'd rather take the $1.5 million.
For sure.
Right?
I would.
In fact, there is a group at the annual professional speakers conference where you have to be making over $350,000 to get into this private high income earners mastermind session. And it was my goal to get in there. Mm-hmm. And 1 year I got in there and I go in and I am like dying to know who's in this room.
Yeah.
Right. Cause a lot of people walk the halls of the professional speaker conference. But we never know, there's a lot of posturing in the industry.
For sure.
Someone says, my speaking fee is $10,000. That means maybe you got paid once in your whole career $10,000. Mm-hmm. But, these people in this room, not a one of them was making a majority of their income from speaking fees. And all of them understood the power of using the platform to leverage their exposure to the market to actually drive their real business. Mm-hmm. So what I do is I help people with a real business use the stage and speaking and that for personal brand, for expert positioning, for authority positioning, because when you're in front of a group of people that are listening and taking notes and you're speaking and they're paying attention, it is implied that you're the expert. When you are the one who is speaking on the topic that the organizer of the conference chose you, they could have chose anybody else. Mm-hmm. They chose you to speak on the topic that you're speaking on. It's a very powerful position for your brand.
Definitely.
And then the people who are the kind of people who invest in help and they're like, this is brilliant, but I'm not going to figure it out myself. I want help. They raise their hand and they hire you, the speaker. Mm-hmm. So it's a very, very powerful sales and marketing strategy when done well.
Yeah. When done well. There's a story that you share in the book, which I love that you share that story about making an invitation at the end of one of your speeches.
Yes.
And it bombed, it tanked.
Yes.
And I've been at events where it feels like you want to take a shower after someone does one of those things. And then I've also been at events where I'm like, tears in my eyes, like, where do I sign up?
Take my money.
Yeah, just take everything I have. Like I've experienced both sides of that. And I think this is like a big debate in the space too, in the personal development space, is like the whole quote unquote selling from stage. Like, do we sell from stage? Is that an integrity? How do we sell from stage? And a lot of people feel almost like ashamed or guilty of doing it. Could you talk about that?
Great question. Well, if you've ever felt icky at an event and you care about other people, then you go, well, I don't want to make other people feel like I felt at that event. Right. So therefore, I'm not going to sell. I'm not going to pitch. I'm not going to sell. I got a problem with that because I think there's a problem in the industry where people are not selling.
For sure.
Where they go up and they go, let me get you all super excited. Let me show you the keys. And then when my time's up, I'm going to wave. I'm going to say, good luck with that. I'm out.
Yep.
And if you know that you can help those people who literally just learned the solution and know they need help and you don't show them how to get help from you, not only are you doing yourself a huge disservice and your business a disservice, but you're really kind of screwing the audience over.
Totally.
And you say, yeah, but Majid, they said I couldn't sell anything. Well, when they say you can't sell anything, what they mean is you can't make my audience uncomfortable. Mm. And when you don't sell something, when you can't sell something, you can give something. So I give a one-on-one strategy session with me. I give access to my lead magnet that gives me permission to follow up with you later.
Right.
I give the opportunity to meet me at the hotel bar tonight and let's talk about your situation and see if I can help you out. That's a give, right? Yep. So get your mindset right about selling a service and to not sell as a disservice. Now, that said, I mentioned there's ways to do it well and there's ways to do it poorly. I will tell you the way I learned, the way I did it poorly that I wrote about in the book. I'll tell you, it's a bit of a story. And then I'll tell you what I did afterwards. So I got paid $5,000 to go down to New Orleans to speak to a room full of lawyers and accountants. Mm-hmm. And I know that I can help lawyers and accountants. I've worked with them in the past. And this is before I was doing the public speaking coaching. I was doing like leadership training and sort of productivity coaching. And I knew that I had an offer that I could really support their staff and their team. I said, listen, I'll work with your whole team. And so I gave my presentation. And then it's like, presentation done. Now I'm going to do a sales pitch. And now I know that was silly because the sales pitch really should not start at the end of the speech. It should be woven throughout the entire speech so that people have already decided they want to hire you before you're even done talking.
Right.
What I did was I did this like cheesy internet marketing thing where I was like, the price is this super high number. And then you get this other bonus that's a super high number and another bonus that's a super high number. And while supplies last, when you sign up today, it's only, and then I dropped this. And I made all the high numbers red.
Yeah.
And I dropped the big number green because I was like, well, if it's green, they're definitely going to buy it. I heard it on the internet.
Yep.
And I ended the prices with the number 7 because psychologically the number 7 gets people crazy about buying. And so I just dropped my price and I don't know what I thought was going to happen. Mm-hmm. I didn't know if I was going to like, you know, a thunderous applaud and everybody running towards me with credit cards out. But what happened was stunned silence that was broken by the laughter of one of the attendees. And I was like, oh, dude, he's laughing at me. I looked down over at my client in the front row who invited me to speak. Mm-hmm. His face is buried in his hands in embarrassment.
Oh, God.
And I was like, I think I've done something wrong. I think this is bad. And nobody bought anything from me. Nobody even wanted to talk to me. I was just the guy that did the sales pitch and bombed it. So after that, I decided I need to really learn how to do this.
Yeah.
I need to get some coaching. I need to read some books. I need to attend some conferences. I need to really study this. And I've just made it my craft to be, instead of making a sales pitch, is to resonate.
Ooh.
And you resonate. And when you resonate, people are like, I just want to work with you.
Right.
And we can resonate by design. So what we do in our process, we've got a 5-step process: audience, offer, speech, stages, and monetize. Those are the 5 steps in the free book, expertspeakerbook.com. And the first step is audience. And so who do you want to connect with in your audience? Who is that ideal client of yours that when they hear you speak, they say, shut up and take my money. You totally get me. I like you. You understand where I'm at. You understand where I want to get to. You can clearly help me. Where do I sign up?
Yep.
And so when we have clarity on who that person is, we can write the perfect speech for that person to truly resonate. And it also informs our strategy as to where should we be speaking? Because I get people come to me, they say, Majid, I want to speak. I say, where do you want to speak? I'll speak anywhere. What do you want to speak about? I'll speak about anything. Who do you want to speak to? I'll speak to anyone. Okay, you just chose the world's hardest speaking strategy. If you told me you wanted to speak to new immigrant moms who want to start a business, well, now I know exactly where you need to speak. I got a list of 10 places for you to speak right now.
Right.
And if you call yourself the expert in new immigrant moms starting businesses, guess how much competition you have? Like none. Right?
Yeah.
But if you want to be the motivational speaker to talk about happiness and success to everyone about anything, which is where I started, I actually thought that the longer my list of topics, the higher the likelihood that I get to speak. So I printed out a business card with a 2-column bullet point list of about 20 different topics, where literally what I did was I looked at other speakers' web pages and copied all of their topics.
Right.
I was like, yeah, I could speak on time management. Yeah, I could speak on leadership. I'll just, you know. Yeah. And one of my buddies who is in the Hall of Fame of professional speakers, he says, I can tell how seasoned a professional speaker is by how short their topic list is.
Ooh, yes. Yeah. That, you know, and it's, this applies to everything in our industry, by the way. It's like when people have that fear of niching down, like the fear of really claiming their expertise, I find that a lot of times it's like, one, they're just trying to appease more people.
Yeah.
And there's like some sort of a lack mentality in, well, if I go too specific, then who's going to want to do this? But like, yes, you said, if someone is super, super specific, you'll know exactly what events and stages that you get to speak on and what audiences that you get to speak to. Plus, you'll know exactly how to write the speech.
Yeah. Yeah. Ever since I chose the hyper niche of selling through public speaking for doctors.
Yeah.
Guess what? I'm the best in the world. I can't find a, I can't find another one. Right.
You are the expert.
The expert. Now, for you, Ruby,
mm-hmm,
I'm going to do a little, you're well-branded. I think you're very well-branded.
Thank you so much.
One of the things that we have to do as speakers is we have to package ourselves, we have to brand ourselves, because, you know, we have to live in the mind of our audience. And when they say, who's Majid or who's Ruby, that sentence that comes out, that's the degree to which your branding is working.
Right.
And when someone comes to me and goes through my coaching, one of the things we do is we get them branded. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it sounds like, you know, one of my clients is, he's a biohacker,
mm-hmm,
helps people lose weight, super freak. You know, he's always wearing the orange glasses.
Right.
And he's like, you know, intermittent fasting and bulletproof coffee and all that stuff. But what he really does is he helps entrepreneurs lose weight when they don't have time to be dealing with dieting and gyms and all that. So really efficient,
mm-hmm,
weight loss for like efficiency first entrepreneurs. We call him Chris the Body Hacker. Mm. He's the body hacker.
Mm-hmm.
And so he brands around the body hacker. And a lot of people may not even understand what that means. Doesn't matter. His male entrepreneur CEO clients are like, body hacker. That's what I need. Hack my freaking body. Get over here.
Right. They right? get it.
And they pay him $10,000 and they do everything he tells them to do. Now, we developed with him a signature speech. He put that video online on YouTube. He went mm-hmm. to sleep. He woke up to a ringing phone. Ladies in tears. She said, I saw your video. I know I need to make a change. I want to hire you. Boom. $7,000 sale on the phone. This is the power of the speech and the positioning. Mm-hmm. Because basically the speech does the sale for you so that they're already ready to buy by the time they're on the phone with you.
Right.
So I recommend for those of you listening to use the word the and the word for in your personal brand statement. And so this is going back to Ruby. Ruby, you are the transformational coach for thought leaders.
Mm-hmm.
And the transformational coach means you're the only one. Imagine saying I'm a transformational coach for thought leaders. Immediately, that means there's a bunch of them. So what's different about you? Are you cheaper? Are you faster? Are you better? But if you're the transformational coach for, that's your target market. For right. is a great marketing word. I'm the public speaking coach for doctors. I'm the public speaking coach for high-performing entrepreneurs. So, you know, I work with a lot of doctors, and when you're a doctor and you're a local doctor, you're just the local doctor. I mean, mm-hmm. they come to you because you got free parking and you're close and they said you were good. But when a lot of my doctors, they're functional medicine doctors, and that means that they can practice remotely.
Yeah.
They have remote clients. And so for every single one of them, I recommend get super specific on the niche, because once you got out into competing with everybody, you've got to differentiate. And different is better than better. Different is better than better.
Better than better. Love that.
Yeah. That's a Sally Hogshead quote. And how are you different? How can you be different? And so, you know, one of my clients who's crushing it right now is mm-hmm. she's the functional medicine doctor of choice for women who are going through breast implant removal surgery.
Wow. Talk about specific.
And talk about the fear that comes up, because she can literally help you with any health problem. You want to lose weight, she can help you.
Right.
You
got She's rashes, like legitimately she can help you. Trained to help anyone with
anything. She's a full-on doctor. She's an MD. But because she chose functional medicine doctor for women going through breast plant removal surgery, guess what? She's getting referrals like crazy. Now she can speak to a room full of surgeons and say, here's what happens in the body when your client goes through surgery, and here's why they need me. And let me tell you a story of a surgeon who referred her client to us and had a dramatic positive result. And you could be just like that surgeon, the hero of the story, who made her client so much more healthy because of referring that client to me as the functional medicine doctor. So when we tell the story like that, what happens is the audience can experience what it's like to work with you. Just like you were saying, Ruby, when people come to your events, they get the experience of what it's like to work with you. You could almost accomplish the same goal through a story where you'd say, you know, this person came to my event. She was saying, I got this problem, this problem, this problem. We took her through the exercises. She did the meditation. She did the releasing thing. And then she said to me, oh my gosh, Ruby, I've never felt this good. I can't remember feeling this good. I feel like I just lost 20 pounds. Guess what happened? A month later, she found the love of her life. She got the new job. She's on the vacation she's always wanted to take. So that's what happens when you come to my event.
When you
tell a story like that, what happens in someone's brain is they're literally experiencing it.
Definitely.
As though they're there. Really cool thing. There was a study done on storytelling where there was a listener and a storyteller, and they were both hooked up to a brain scan machine. And when the storyteller spoke and the listener listened, they had synchronized brain activity, synchronized brain patterns.
Wow.
So you're literally like controlling a projector in the other person's mind when you tell a story. Let me give you an example. I'm going to use the words, you know how.
Okay.
Ruby, you know how when you walk out your front door and you look around and you see the trees? You know how starts your brain going in agreement. When you walk out of your front door, you see the trees, you saw the trees. And the listener who's listening right now just saw his or her front door and his or her trees. Now, if I say, imagine, Ruby, you're on stage, there's hundreds of people in the audience, but you could barely see their faces because there's a spotlight on you. You're speaking and they are hanging on every word. When you come to your conclusion, you nail that last sentence and you get the roaring standing ovation. You walk off the stage and there's a crowd of people waiting to talk to you. They want your autograph. And more importantly, they want to give you money because they want to work with you. And when you imagine that, you see that on stage.
Right.
You see the
it's a visualization.
You can feel that, right? Yeah. So storytelling is so powerful. And in a distracted world, it is the tool of choice to connect and create an emotional connection.
Yeah. I always find with storytelling too, that's what creates the difference between talking at your audience versus like talking with, like speaking with your audience, having a conversation, being with them. And it's cool because that's how we create the relatability and the connection. And when you feel, I mean, just for me, when I feel connected to someone, that would make me want to work with them more. That would make me want to be more in their world, to experience more of what they have versus someone who shows up and they're talking at you, they're teaching you, but not really with you. I may just take that shit and run with it. But when someone is actually telling a story that I can relate to or something that I can envision myself on like with this journey, it creates that connection. And I automatically want more, whether it's to work with them or just to be in their world. I just want more of them because I like
that. So you hit the nail on the head when you said they talk or they speak in a way that you can relate to.
Yeah.
And people buy because they get this feeling. And the feeling is, I like you because you're like me. And they see themselves in you. And they see the part of themselves that they want to improve in you. And they say, I want that part of you. I want what you have.
Right.
It's not like I want to be you. I want your life. But it's like there's something about you that I want for me. And that's why I want to learn it from you.
Yeah, definitely. It's like the most amount of requests that I get are men and women who want to work with me because they want to show up in a way where they can voice their opinions in unapologetic ways because they see me doing that. That doesn't necessarily mean they want to do it in the same format that I do it, but they want some of that and they've experienced that with me. And so, yeah, I love that you said that. And I like you because you're like me. It's
so
true.
I like you because you're like me.
Yeah. It's like, I don't know if you're a dog person, but me and my husband are dog people and dogs tend to like other dogs that look like them. Now I'm just comparing human beings to dogs, but
of course, of course. Well, I'll share with you one of the big breakthroughs that I have with so many doctors.
Okay.
Because, you know, especially the traditional medical doctors that go through the medical system. Basically, right. If you have the wherewithal to get through the medical education system, you have been spending decades proving to people that you know what's written in the book.
Yep.
Right? You pass the test, you know the smart words, and you know the smart, you know, and you're proving to your professor and your peers, and now you got clients, and you think they want to care, they care what's in the book. They don't care what's in the book. They care that you understand their pain and their problems.
Yes.
And they care that you know how to get them what they want.
Yes.
Now, a lot of doctors approach the client-doctor relationship as, I got the answers. I don't got the problems. You got the problems. And what does that do to relatability?
Squashes it. Yeah. Right?
So what we work on first is we work on finding ways that you're like them. So, you know, if you're dealing with a stressed out, busy mom, then show up as the person who can relate to that, whether or not you're actually a parent or not, relate to it through story. If you're dealing with someone who, you know, I had a client who did a webinar and she talked about how she was bleeding unexpectedly and had to get rushed to the hospital. And she did this on a webinar. The next week, a client comes in and says, I had no idea you had those health challenges. Now I know that you can understand what it's like to go through what I'm going through. You see what that does to the bond?
Yep.
And if you are the expert who thinks that in order for people to trust me, they must think that I'm perfect.
Right.
In order
or that I'm better than
people,
them.
Or that I have all the answers.
Yes.
But when you can share with people, which is why I share with people who want to get into the speaking business, that my first speech was for a $25 gift card at Starbucks. And I struggled for years because then they can go, oh, okay. So like you weren't like born on a stage with a $10,000 speech. Yeah. So the relatable story is everything.
Yeah.
And so what we do at the beginning of our process is we say, who are we trying to relate to? What is their pain? And we use a format, I call this Pain Island to Pleasure Island. So imagine there's a place called Pain Island where people suffer and struggle.
Yeah, it's awful.
And you've been there before.
Yeah, it sucks.
And so you tell the story about, listen, I've been to Pain Island. I know what it's like. Then you made it to Pleasure Island somehow through your story. You'll talk about how you figured it all out. And then you felt so dedicated to the people back stuck on Pain Island that you built a boat.
Yeah.
And you've come to give a presentation at Pain Island and invite people to get onto your boat that goes to Pleasure Island. And so when you share your story that way, it's like, listen, I've been where you're at. I know where you want to go. My life's purpose is to help people just like you get to where you want to go. Would you like a ticket to my boat?
Boom.
And what people end up talking about is they want to talk about the features of their boat. Oh, it's a 12-week program with 16 modules.
Right.
And we use this software and that. We're going to do all this stuff. They're like, I don't care at all about your boat. Love your boat. Your boat's wonderful. Tell me more about Pleasure Island because that's where I want to go to. So in other words, focus on the result and the outcome instead of the logistics of getting there.
Right. Love that. Yeah, because it's so... we see a lot of people doing this. I'm guilty too. I've done this before where you focus too much on the logistics, but it's like people don't really fucking care. Like I don't personally care about logistics. If you're going to get me to where I want to go, I will do whatever it takes to get there. And that's the majority of human beings. So we are nearing the end of this. I could talk to you forever. I feel like you're just like a book of knowledge. And what do you know? You have a book of knowledge.
There you go.
ExpertSpeaker.com. It'll also be in the show notes. But I would love for you to leave our listeners because you just dropped a shit ton of wisdom. I have like chicken scratch all over my notebook right now that I'm going to try and reread later. But I would love for you to perhaps sum up your top three tips for our listeners. And our listeners are thought leaders who are looking to spread their impact through speaking on stages, and they want to know how to get started. What are your top three tips?
Great. Great question. Number one tip is the way to get speaking engagements is to not be awesome and sit at home. This is what I thought it was. I call this the be awesome strategy, where all those people who are speaking, they're clearly awesome. I'm not speaking, so that must mean I'm not awesome. So I guess I need to become more awesome. So I'll publish a book and I'll get PR and I'll win an award, and then the speaking engagements will come to me.
Right.
They don't just come to you. You can actually say, these are the places I want to speak. This is what I need to do to get on that stage and actually have a plan. So we call that the stage getting campaign, where we basically build a spreadsheet with our clients and we reach out and follow up and get you booked on those stages. And the stage getting campaign is the key to getting booked. It's not the sit at home and be awesome strategy. So tip number one, you can win speaking engagements proactively, not just wait for them to come to you.
Love it.
Tip number two is your story is your most powerful marketing asset. And more importantly, when you tell your story right to yourself, it can be the most powerful visioning tool, the most powerful motivating tool. It can transform your identity. So when you think about what is the story that you want people to be telling about you, what is the story that you want to be that inspires people? And the gift in all this journey, Ruby, is that you and I, we must become the person that our clients want. So we're becoming the best version of ourselves. And that story is your brand. It's what's attracting people to you. So know how to tell your story in a way that your ideal client is attracted to work with you and live that story epically. Tip number two. Tip number three is all those other things that you are doing that you think are getting speaking engagements that aren't working, stop doing them. Stop redoing your logo. Stop redoing your website. Stop all the things that are clearly not getting you speaking engagements. And instead, just read my book, expertspeakerbook.com. Because listen, if you got a message and you want to help people, I think it's a shame when entrepreneurs with good hearts and good intentions are not known by the people who need to be known. And I think the most effective way for you to become known is for you to be on stage in front of those people that you want to serve, teaching them and telling them your story and telling them how to solve their problem and offering to help them through follow-up sales and services. And the more revenue you generate from that, the more of an impact you can make on the world with that skill that you have, that gift that you have. So tip number three, stop doing the things that aren't working.
Love it. Wow. If to our listeners, if you just apply those three tips, I feel like I can guarantee you will gain more traction with your speaking career. And if you want to take to the next level, grab the book. And then the next level from that, hit up Majid. So Majid, why don't you tell our amazing listeners how they can stalk you online? What are the best places to find you?
I am the only Majid Mograban in the world. So Google me and you'll find me everywhere. if you can figure out how to spell my last name.
That is true.
expertspeaker.com is where everything lives. And okay. I'll give you a link to actually book a strategy call with me.
Ooh.
And that is at expertspeaker.com/apply, APPLY. And that'll book a complimentary strategy call with me. And what I'll do on that call is I'll point you in the right direction in terms of how to tell your story in a better way. And in terms of, I have a 28-point checklist that I look at as what's the one thing that you should be focusing on out of the 28 different things. So it's a super clarifying experience. And of course, if there's a fit for us to work together, I'll invite you to work with me. And if there's not, I'll give you my best advice anyway.
Amazing. Love it.
expertspeaker.com/apply.
And I will drop that link as well as the other links in the show notes. Majid, thank you so much for joining us on today's Thought Leader and giving away such amazing, amazing advice, tips, wisdom. I love getting to know you, and I look forward to us diving even deeper in the next in this next year, in this new decade, actually.
Yes.
Yeah. So thank you. And to our listeners, thank you so much for joining us on today's Thought Leader, where I'm challenging you to rise up, speak up, and create a movement. If you loved this episode, please be sure to drop a rating and review on iTunes and show your love by sharing this episode with a friend. If you have any questions for myself or for Majeed, or you just want to say what's up, reach out to us on the interwebs. You can also reach out to me on social media. My handle is at IamRuby, and take advantage of booking that call with Majeed. Okay, take advantage of that. Not a lot of people offer something like that. So do it, book your call. And then if you're a rising thought leader, subscribe to be part of my online community, rubyframon.com/subscribe. Thank you so much for being here. I will see you all back on Monday for a brand new episode of Today's Thought Leader.